Good morning. It's Thursday, June 3rd. I'm Emily Burris, and this is The Daily Six on the Coin Podcast Network. Hot and dry conditions fueled a wildfire in the Dalles yesterday afternoon. The Milepost 85 fire near the Google data center was 70% contained as of last night. A helicopter crew dumped water on the fire from above, while ground crews dug containment lines. Crews are continuing to monitor hotspots and mop up this morning. President Biden announced a list of giveaway incentives to encourage more people to get vaccinated, including tickets to major sporting events and free beer. The president's goal is to have 70% of American adults with at least their first dose of a COVID vaccine before the 4th of July. Experts say vaccination rates are starting to decline. The U.S. economy is making a slow but steady recovery. The latest jobs numbers have reached a new pandemic low, but they're still higher than what we saw before the pandemic. Local businesses tell us they're ready for a full reopening, but they're having trouble filling open positions. In Florida, two children reportedly broke into a home, found weapons, and fired at law enforcement officers. Sheriff's deputies shot a 14-year-old girl. She was taken to a local hospital. Investigators say the pair had recently run away from a juvenile group home. Deputies involved were placed on administrative leave, and the incident is under review. Two new major cyber attacks against the U.S. involved the New York City subway and a ferry system in Massachusetts. Operations at several JBS plants are mostly back online this morning after the company's encounter with malware from a Russian hacking group. President Biden is expected to address the issue with Vladimir Putin when they meet for a summit in Geneva, Switzerland. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu could potentially be ousted from his position in a matter of weeks. Opposition leaders have come to an agreement to form a new government. If the deal is ratified by Israel's parliament, a former ally of Netanyahu's would become the new prime minister. That vote is expected to be delayed until mid-June. Thanks for listening to The Daily Six on the Coin Podcast Network. You can find our library of great podcasts featuring in-depth reporting, interviews with newsmakers, and unique storytelling anytime on coin.com or subscribe, download, and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you find your favorite podcast. Talk to you tomorrow.
The Coin 6 weather team has the most accurate forecast in town, certified by WeatherRate. Coin 6 weather, watching out for you.